These are the voices of Rotary.
The voices that tell our stories.
The voices that share our why.
The voices that make our lives matter.
The voices that relieve suffering and anguish.
These are the voices of Rotary that change lives.
Take a listen.
Hello, I am Michelle Corradetti, Assistant Governor and past Club President for the Rotary Club of Medford, Oregon, in District 5110. I am excited to share with you a facet of Rotary that not many members know about or have even taken advantage of, and that is the Rotary Friendship Exchange. So you may ask, what is Friendship Exchange? Friendship Exchange is an international exchange program for Rotary members and friends that allows participants to take turns hosting one another in their homes and clubs. Participants may travel as individuals, couples, families, or groups, and may be Rotary members or not. The benefits of an exchange are to broaden international understanding, explore a profession or job in a different context, build enduring friendships, gain opportunities for active project involvement and support, learn about a region's food, people, languages, customs, and history, find partners for grants, and also establish a foundation for peace and service. In 2023, there was an amazing experience for a team that went to Italy, and I'm excited to share their story. District 5110 is very lucky to have Camille Ronzio as chair of the Friendship Exchange Program.
My past co-chair, Ted Stevens, always dubbed Friendship Exchange as the best kept secret in Rotary. My main one-woman mission is to let every Rotarian know in District 5110 that they can be a part of a friendship exchange. It takes nothing other than them wishing that they could go and they could take a partner, they could go by themselves. There's just many options. Our goal is really to be open to everyone.
I could have listened to Camille's experiences all day long, and I have to share, this one really touched my heart.
We had the opportunity to do a friendship exchange with Peru, and Peru had not done a lot of friendship exchanges before, so we were kind of their initial exchange. But one of the things, other than to getting to see Machu Picchu, we ended up at this orphanage where a local priest was rescuing children that were basically put in garbage cans, abandoned because they were dying or because they had disabilities. And so he would rescue them, and he walked us through the ward where they were laying in the beds, and you saw the children's faces light up as he touched them, as he talked to them. You certainly knew that you were not just in that kind of moment that was staged just for you as potential donors. One of the men on our team picked up a little girl out of her crib. I thought maybe he was going to adopt her and take her home. Hard to explain to his wife if that happened. But anyway, he asked Father Omar, "What do you need?" And Father Omar said, "I need a commercial washer and dryer because we're using these broken down ones. And we're hoping to train these handicapped adults how to be a laundromat and so for the local hotels." So he said, "Done." And I shook in my shoes thinking, uh-oh, what does that mean? And it meant 32 grand. But by the time we got back and we talked to our clubs and district grants were due in about 2 weeks, we ended up putting together a 4-club district grant, which was then matched by the district. And we had our 32 grand. And the Rotarians there, they did all the plumbing, all the wiring, all the fixing up of the infrastructure, and then they locally bought the commercial washer and dryer. And then one of my most heartwarming moments was a few of us were on a FaceTime call, and we got to see them cut the ribbon, and the people that were living there came up to the camera and said thank you. So it completes the whole circle. It makes what you do in the world mean something to you personally, but you really do have that unique opportunity to make a difference. Our best exchanges also have happened because of connections of Rotarians in our district to a Rotarian somewhere else in the world. And prime example that this podcast is all about is Gary Plano and his connection to first Arrigo, but then to Franco in Italy. And that's why the winemakers went.
Gary Plano is a past club president for the Rotary Club of Ashland and was a team leader for this trip to Italy that happened in 2023, traveling with his partner, Mark.
I became interested in this possibility of a friendship exchange about 4 years ago. And I was told by someone at the district level, and I think it was Camille Ronzio, who said that I needed to find a sponsor in Italy in order for us to even think about an exchange. So about October will be 4 years, I went on a search to find a district in the northern Italy part of the country, and I landed in Tuscany on my search, and it took me many weeks, if not months, to find a contact who would reply to me. And I did finally find someone in Tuscany whose name is Arrigo Rispoli. And Arrigo is a past district governor of District 2071. And that's the district that represents most, if not all, of Tuscany. So we started with Zoom calls back during COVID. And Arrigo and I began to think about what it could look like once the pandemic was over. As you know, Italy was very impacted by COVID. And so Arrigo was gracious enough during these early months and nearly 4 years ago to actually be a program on our Rotary program at the Rotary Club via Zoom at the time. And he talked about the impact that COVID had on Italians and Italian life back in 2020. So from those early conversations, we arrived at a possibility of an exchange. He met with the incoming district governor at the time, and he got a green light. So one of the very first things for me to do was to meet with the district governor. And Mark and I happened to be in Sicily last September. In fact, a year ago today, I believe we were departing Sicily a year ago today. And we were invited to attend a district seminar in Montecatini Terme, which is where the president, rather the district governor, lives. And there was a hotel that they typically have a September event for new members. And he invited Mark and me to be his guest at the seminar. And that's where I met him. So that's where all of this began.
Rotary has the power to connect the world.
When we got to Montecatini Terme and I met with District Governor Nello Mare is his name. He wanted, in order for this friendship exchange to happen, it was his idea that we work with new generations. In other words, young people that are not yet invested in Rotary. And he said, I will agree to a friendship exchange if you agree to an exchange of assistant winemakers. And so the idea of four assistant winemakers was born. When Nello wanted to invest in young generations and young people that might not know about Rotary, might not know about service, but use the umbrella of winemaking and viticulture and enology, you know, the study of winemaking and field and management of the vineyards. I got really excited about that. And the Italians, when we told them that we have lots of wineries here in Oregon, they looked shocked. In fact, they said, really? You grow wine in grapes in Oregon? You make wine? Their knowledge of American wine is Napa Valley. It's California. And so it was new to them to think that Oregon would be a place that they might want to come. So I was excited to work with both Camille and past District Governor Jerry. We put our heads together and said, look, we've got to go find people who might be interested in going. So we put together a flyer. We worked with area winemakers and vineyards from the Willamette, south of the of Portland, in the district, in our district, 5110, all the way down to Yreka. We sent out flyers to wineries and said, would your winemakers be interested? And we got 9 or 10 applicants. And so Jerry and Camille and I then went ahead and interviewed all of the applicants, and we selected the four that came on the trip with us.
The individuals chosen for this exchange were J.P. Velo, winemaker and owner of Vulcan Cellars, who was so excited about this opportunity and also learning more about Rotary in general, he became a member of the Greater Corvallis Rotary Club. Leah Lyon was also chosen. She is the assistant winemaker for King Estate Winery, which is the largest biodynamic certified vineyard in North America. Andrew Riley was chosen, and he is the assistant winemaker for the Oregon Wine Lab in Eugene. And Dustin Andres from Southern Oregon, who has recently transitioned from assistant winemaker to winemaker at Namas Crush and Fermentation.
So they were super interested, and we were thrilled to introduce to the four of them what Rotary is about. And moreover, it was an opportunity to experience fellowship with them and with our Rotary partners in Italy that made this one of the most exciting trips that I've ever been on. I think our group learned a tremendous amount from some of the larger wineries that actually have embarked on a different process, even the tanks that the wine is kept in as it sort of cooks in that early process of winemaking. There were techniques and things that the Italians were doing in these larger wineries that were really unthinkable to the four Oregon winemakers. It's like, we don't even have machines that look like that.
Now let's hear from our Friendship Exchange winemakers themselves. First up, Leah Lyon, assistant winemaker for King Estate Winery.
It was really, really so wonderful. I mean, I can't even believe how wonderful it was. It was a really amazing experience. There was a whole idea of, you know, sharing what we do here in Oregon a little bit, and then being able to really gain a ton of knowledge about how a different country pretty much like processes their grapes and grows grapes and how they make wine there. There was many little details too in their winemaking practices, you know, like just day-to-day things they do, I think, that were different from what we do here in Oregon. And we could definitely, you know, like some of those things would be really great to practice here, I think, you know. So I learned a lot about that kind of stuff for sure. I definitely was one of the few women on the trip, you know. There was a couple, the first winery we went to actually had an assistant winemaker who was female, and that was really awesome. We both just looked at each other, you know, and were like, yeah, way to go, girl.
Next up, let's hear from J.P. Velo, the winemaker and owner of family-owned Vulcan Cellars.
For grown-up, going to get, I mean, make me feel like we were back in high school, or those trips you do in high school, and it was an amazing trip. I mean, I and to the point that to me it's kind of priceless, because I was in Italy last year, and I don't think I got to do what I did with the Rotary. So the Rotary got into better connection. We got into places that actually, not even with money, you can get access because it's connections. So and we actually, we were treated like we were their own members over there, their own Rotarians. Like, so it's just amazing. Like, it's when you go see obesity relatives that are in a different country, maybe they have different culture, but the same, that your family. So this is the Rotarian part, was that. So made them feel like we were family of them. So it was amazing. I think there was the most eye-opening for all of us was that we were visiting places that have 1,000 years of history. So we don't have any like that. So anything like that, I mean, our industry here goes back to the 60s. So there's not a lot of, I mean, I'm not complaining or anything, but I just want to say that you get to see, so we went to one winery, there were 42 generations. So, I mean, 42 generations of people, so they go back to the 1200s. So like, and they're still doing the same, and you still see the same passion. It's like, that was shocking. I mean, like, say, wow, that's the same language that we all do the same in the industry. So it's the same passion in a different language, but it's still the same passion.
Now let's hear from Andrew Riley, the assistant winemaker for the Oregon Wine Lab in Eugene.
It was kind of unbelievable when we all got together. I mean, it couldn't have clicked better. I mean, we still talk with each other and have plans to meet up, but it was more than lucky to have that group of people. There was this dichotomy of, you know, the smaller family-owned wineries, you would go in and there'd be the cutest old man in the cellar pouring you the wine he made. And then you go to these big, massive facilities and you'd have this professional tour and they take you around and it's very curated. And, you know, you're at the restaurant and they have the cheese and the meats and it's just different. And both were really incredible, just two different kind of experiences. There was a language barrier there. And I think we all had a love of wine and food. So when we're sitting there tasting, maybe you don't have to say many words. Maybe it's more of a look. Maybe it's a smile. Maybe it's a, oh my gosh, I love this. And you don't have to say that, but I know what you're saying. The last winery we went to had a Vermentino, and I absolutely got a bottle. It was awesome. I mean, it was bright. The acid was fantastic on it. The fruit was incredible. And there was this 80-year-old man just sitting there, and all of us just sat and listened as he spoke. I mean, words of wisdom. And you could just tell that there was a story in that bottle. I mean, he loved his Vermentino and, you know, would let it sit. Age, he was like, go 15 years, go, you know, let it sit.
And finally, now let's hear from Dustin Andres, the winemaker at Namas Crush and Fermentation in Southern Oregon.
I would say just more in general, the way they do things compared to American winemaking. Theirs is very much entrenched in history and about the land, and just really, they have all these kind of laws in a way set up so that they make their wine and approach their grapes the same way for generations and generations. Staying in Montalcino, it's just such a historical area, and just I've never stayed in such an old world place like that, with the cobbled streets, the food, the culture, and just these massive vineyards and the appellations they had. I'll never forget that. And just being able to enjoy that time with Gary, our our trip host, as well as the three other individuals I went on the trip with, who I would say we're going to be good friends for a long time going forward.
I also enjoyed hearing Gary Plano's observations on this topic.
Bonfi was the winery that the unique style of winemaking, where they had the tanks that were designed in such a way that the winemakers were just shocked that wine was actually made in this way. Some of the wine makers would introduce yeast, for example, inoculate, as they call it. Other winemakers described the fact that they never use the yeast that's in the air or in the tank, that they actually have to inoculate for the kind of quality that they're trying to accomplish. But my partner Mark and I both commented that it was like taking a crash course in enology and having listened for many, many hours about the art of Italian winemaking. That was amazing. And as I watched the faces of the four assistants, they were so absorbed and committed to learning about the Italians' style of winemaking that I'm sure it changed them forever.
I applaud the inspiration behind inviting non-Rotarian young individuals to participate in this winemakers' friendship exchange.
My thoughts about Rotary now are, I think it is like one of the, I mean, I already knew that it was a really awesome organization, but now after being involved in a Rotary exchange and, you know, being a part of a Rotary organization, both in Oregon and in another part of the world, you know, I was like amazed at it, like absolutely amazed that not only like over here in Oregon are there people who are involved in Rotary and really like passionate about what that club does for other humans here, you know, but they have that same organization in all these other places all over the world. And so that was just such a wonderful thing to see, that just this one idea has branched out to so many other places, you know, and basically organized these people who care so much about these similar things of just helping people. So that was just really like a very heartwarming and wonderful thing to see.
My impression about Rotary is that it's amazing. So basically, the one that I got to try, since I said that I'm one of the newest member for the club, is so good, so amazing. That because it's a club, but it's also it's a club of people and friends. They actually become a big family. They take actions. They work on different aspects. They want to serve the community about themselves, which is actually the logo, right? And my experience with Rotary International, we got even better or bigger, because he gave us a big opportunity to see other Rotarians in a different culture, and they were the same principle. So it's all about these people trying to help other people. And not just in their community, but abroad. So, like, people, countries in Africa where they need different things, or anyone right now, like the Ukraine war, is also a lot of help on that. The latest one is people helping people in Maui because of the fire. So you get into this family that actually is so grateful on helping each other, helping another one, and that's what I actually been doing myself. I've been helped, and I just want to do that. So it's just like, to me, be part of the Rotary is like pay forward and pay back all the help that have been done for me.
I do agree with all the values. I agree with how the organization is run, what their platform stands for, and it seems like something that I definitely want to potentially join in the future. My father was part of Rotary my entire childhood. He actually was the main director at the VA domiciliary in White City. So I knew his connection. And then actually our owner of Namas Crush, Laura Namas, she has been part of the Rotary organization for many a years.
I asked Andrew Riley if he has plans to become a Rotarian, and here is his response.
It is absolutely on the docket. I think once I get past Harvest and get some time, I'm looking into it. I mean, I was honestly, very truthfully, after that first conference, I was already interested because I saw, really, it comes back to those firsthand accounts of people giving their personal stories about how Rotary has affected them. And I was like, I would love to do that. I would love to have an impact on my community in that way.
To finish up the interviews, I asked everyone what their most memorable experience was on this Winemakers Friendship Exchange.
One of the most memorable moments is when we were invited to a Rotary meeting. We were in an area called Bulgadi, which is to the north and west of Tuscany. It's on the sea. In fact, the afternoon of our arrival, our Rotarian friends picked us up and took us to a lunch where we actually sat at a restaurant on a deck that was on the beach. And we had the most incredible lunch, of course, of seafood and pasta and great wine. But that evening, I think, was the most memorable because at the hotel where we were staying, there was a Rotary meeting. It was a dinner meeting. And we were, of course, their invited guests. So we sat with the Rotarians. We listened to their meeting. They honored us. And we made lasting friendships. And that was, I think, one of the highlights for me was to be at a Rotary meeting and to experience a club meeting Italian style and to be treated so respectfully and to be honored in a way. And our four Oregon winemakers felt that they were ambassadors from Oregon in the wine industry. And I think it was a very memorable time for them as well.
We felt unbelievably welcomed by them. And when, you know, they had a flag for each of us, and I was like, I packed it away as perfectly as I could, because I was like, I was very proud that they, you know, bestowed that on us. It was just an incredible gesture. I think I made a friend for life. There was this Rotarian, Enrico. I actually just messaged him a couple of days ago. He was driving us around in his, like, Land Cruiser. And it's like an off-roading vehicle. He, you know, we saw some road that was a little gravelly. We're like, hey, man, you know, you want to go off-road? And there was this twinkle in his eye. And he was like, yes, this is what I do on my weekends. I go off-roading. And he took us off-roading. And it's a highlight of the trip. I mean, we were going over riverbeds. I was with Leah and Mark, I believe, and they're gripping, like, there's no seatbelts in there. They're just gripping the sides of the car. And I don't know if my grin could have been bigger. It was ridiculous. Like, it was so fun. And just that kind of adventure that you can have with someone you just met, but you have this commonality either through Rotary or just loving wine. Yeah, that connection will be, you know, forever.
Man, the Italians really drive like wild ones. That's kind of a funny surprise. And I really am excited for hopefully the Italian Rotary Exchange, that when they come over here, you know, that we can provide an equally awesome experience, because, I mean, it was just so wonderful. So I hope that we'll be able to showcase Oregon wines and wineries and hospitality and kindness like they did.
I will say the gala. I think I was, because the gala, it wasn't just because it was one of the most amazing, beautiful places. And these monuments, you are like in 1,000 years of history right there. Anyway, but I think it was just to see when they were doing that award ceremony, it just to say like what they were awarding people for, and most of the time they were awarding people for their friendship. the amicizia, what they call in Italian. So that was, I say, wow. I mean, that's that Rotary taking action. And they were saying every single thing they were doing in the past year, and there was 1 hour of saying, wow. You say, wow, that's a lot of help. So that's what, when you read about Rotary people, they take action, it's true. I mean, it's true.
Aside from the brilliant wine and all the greatness, I fell in love with gelato. I could eat that for the rest of my life. So that'll be a favorite memory going forward.
Gary was an example that I hope will be an example to many others in the district that have an international connection. And he just said, what do you think? And I said, what do I think? I think it would be absolutely amazing to do this.
Being a wine enthusiast myself, I feel like I have made some wonderful friends during this whole podcast experience, and I look forward to an upcoming opportunity on a Rotary Friendship Exchange. Thank you for listening, and this is Michelle Corradetti signing off for Voices of Rotary.
There is so much need out there. Have you ever wondered how you can help? Join us for the journey at voicesofrotary.org.